Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan. This is The Fan Evening Show. My name is Jack Hillgrove. I'm taking you up until 10:35 tonight. Had a good conversation with Stephen Thompson about the woes of the Pitt Panthers. We're continuing the college football discussion with good friend and Nittany Sports Now's Joe Smeltzer. Good evening, Joseph.
Hey, Jack. How are you doing?
I'm good, brother. Much better than I think. I feel much better than I think James Franklin and Drew Aller feel, especially after Saturday night. It's funny how, you know, one game can change the narrative of a season, but I want to start with James Franklin. And the quote that really took me through a loop was, "I'm not going to let a few games define my career at Penn State," where I think, and again, I'm putting myself in the shoes of Penn State fans because I'm not one, but I think a lot of fans are willing to let a few, what James Franklin calls a few games, define his career at Penn State. Would you agree or disagree?
Yeah, I absolutely agree. And it's not just Penn State fans. It's really everybody. We talk all the time, as obviously living in Pittsburgh and being around the Steelers, about Mike Tomlin and the disparity between how the local media and fans see him versus how the national media views him. The national media, for whatever reason, loves Mike Tomlin. The local media and Pittsburgh Steelers fans, it's a little more polarizing. But James Franklin, I think the narrative is about the same, whether it's a Penn State fan or whether it's a national analyst or Paul Feinbaum or whoever. It's that, yeah, this guy just can't get it done when it matters the most. And as Franklin correctly pointed out Saturday, it's not a narrative. It's fact at this point that Penn State just hasn't been good enough in these big games. But as far as the comment you brought up about Franklin saying that he's not going to let a few games define him, I get it, obviously. He's won a lot more than he's lost at Penn State. He's been to New Year's Six bowl games. He's won the Big Ten. He made it to the college football playoff and came within one game of a national title last year. But that's just a read-the-room comment where you got to understand how something might sound to your fan base. And right now, Penn State fans don't really want to hear about, you know, all the times they've went 10-2 or won in New Year's Six bowl games or whatever. They want to hear how James Franklin plans to change what's been Penn State's only weakness, and that's doing well and getting it done in big-time matchups. And James Franklin has said time and time again how he's the one that should be held accountable, how it hasn't been good enough, but he hasn't specifically said what needs to change at Penn State. And I think that's what Penn State fans want to hear, is how things are going to get how things, as far as the process go, are going to evolve, because staying the course obviously hasn't worked for them in these type of matchups.
What's your take on Drew Aller at this point in his career? Yeah. I mean, he's a guy that I think a lot of people thought could be a big-time NFL prospect. He was even flirted around with potentially being in conversation for the top pick in next year's draft, but it seems like the positive narrative on Drew Aller has wavered a little bit, especially after that interception in overtime. Is Drew Aller the quarterback that can, you know, will this Penn State team to, you know, bouncing back from the loss that they just suffered to Oregon and getting this team to where they think it can go, and that's obviously a national championship?
Right now, Jack, there's no evidence, really, that he is, point blank. You know, I think it's really what it comes down to with Drew Aller is overthinking and not having the right mentality to win these types of games. A great example was Saturday when, you know, Aller was poor for three quarters. They were down 17-3. But as soon as Penn State got themselves in a situation where Drew Aller had no choice but to let loose and let it rip, things started happening. They scored a touchdown to cut the sun that ended up tying the game. And I think that really illustrates right there how important the mental aspect is for a quarterback. And you think about the games in the past, you know, Oregon last year, Penn State was down 28-10, and lo and behold, the passing game starts getting things done because they had no choice but to let it rip. Whereas the Notre Dame game, it was close throughout, and Drew Aller ends up throwing what is still his most costly interception at Penn State. But yeah, as far as, you know, can this be the guy to get Penn State over the hump? He's had his chances. Ohio State 2023, he was poor, and Penn State lost. Michigan later that year, he was very poor. Again, Penn State ended up losing. Then last week, the Notre Dame game, the same type of story. So, yeah, and these are all games, Jack, where Penn State would have won if they got a better offense. And obviously a better offense is keyed by the quarterback play. So is Drew Aller the guy to get Penn State over the hump? I think at this point, you believe it when you see it.
Chatting up with Joe Smeltzer, covers the team for Nittany Sports Now. I believe it was on the NBC broadcast, and you can correct me if I'm wrong, but somebody flashed a graphic of quarterback A and quarterback B through 2025, and it was Bo Prabula compared to Drew Aller. And Bo Prabula, obviously a former Penn State quarterback, now at Missouri. The Tigers are 5-0, and Prabula's got better numbers than Drew Aller. Over 1,200 yards already, 9 touchdowns to 3 interceptions. Are you going to go there that Penn State maybe let the wrong quarterback walk, or is that maybe a little bit far-fetched of a take?
Oh, that's way far-fetched, I think. And hey, I get like why people are thinking it. Not only is Bo Prabula doing very well on that, Missouri has a 76% completion rate, for crying out loud. And Drew Aller hasn't been good enough against Oregon, and really hasn't been good enough this season in general. But and even with the fact that Andy Kotelnicki's offense suits Bo Prabula's strengths a little better than it would a pocket passer like Drew Aller, James Franklin even admitted that before last season when I asked him a question about Bo Prabula at Big Ten Media Days in Indy. Even still, with what Bo Prabula has done, you look at his numbers. They played Central Arkansas, then Kansas, who was a bad power, a bad Big 12 Power 4 program, then University of Louisiana, then South Carolina, and then UMass. The only quality team there, I think, is South Carolina. And in that game, Bo Prabula went 16-27 for 171 yards and a touchdown. So all really Bo Prabula has proven so far is that he could run better than Drew Aller, which we all knew, and that he could take apart suspect defenses. And Drew Aller's been doing that against poor competition. The issue with Drew Aller has been his ability to perform in big games. Well, Bo Prabula hasn't played a big game yet, so how do we know that he can do it too? So, yeah, and at the end of the day, when you're a guy that has first-round potential, you're not going to get benched for a guy like Bo Prabula. So I don't think Penn State needs to lose any sleep over that.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
As the season rolls along for the Nittany Lions, obviously a big-time matchup is forthcoming the beginning of November against Ohio State and Indiana as well. Like there are games in which that Ohio's, or rather Penn State, can use themselves to bounce back. You know, you go 11-1, then you're still in the thick of the college football, definitely the thick of the college football playoff picture, but also, you know, getting into a Big Ten championship game. But Penn State still has to come up big time in those games, and they have not under James Franklin. Number one Ohio State on November 1st, and then you're at home against Indiana on November 8th. If there is like a couple of aspects for Penn State fans to maybe rest their head on that say, hey, a month from now, you know, we could beat Ohio State or we could beat Indiana. What are some of the things that, you know, that can make Penn State fans say that, you know, despite the disappointing loss to Oregon?
Well, before I answer that, Jack, some interesting news about Penn State's upcoming opponent, UCLA, and news that will definitely interest you is that Tino Sunseri has been fired as offensive coordinator. So how about that?
How about that?
Yep. The crazy thing is, Jack, is that I don't think there's anything Penn State can do to give the fans that confidence because they have proven everything except that they can beat these top-tier opponents. Like, say, they're not going to prove anything by beating UCLA this weekend. UCLA is god-awful, as evidenced by the news that I just shared. They're not going to prove anything by beating Northwestern on homecoming in 2 weeks because, you know, Northwestern is Northwestern and only beats said god-awful UCLA team by 3 points. Playing Iowa, you know, they can win those type of games. They've won at Iowa before under James Franklin. They've won in places like Wisconsin, too, similar type environment. So, and then after that is Ohio State. So, no, I don't think there's anything in these three games that could give Penn State fans confidence that the team can beat Ohio State because they haven't done it before, and they've beaten just about every other type of team plenty of times under James Franklin. So you're not going to have that confidence, I don't think, until you beat Ohio State. And then as far as Indiana goes, whatever that narrative surrounding that game is determined by what happens at Ohio State. Because as you mentioned at the beginning of this segment, Jack, one game can change the narrative in a negative or positive way. And if Penn State could somehow find a way to beat Ohio State in Columbus, people are going to have a lot of different things to say about James Franklin. But I think everybody's expected outcome right now is that Penn State finishes where they finish so often under James Franklin, and that's 10-2, and they're going to go to the playoffs and probably have to go on the road. That's how it is, and that's not at all what Penn State fans expected or wanted with the talent that this team brought back and with the money that was invested into this season, both on the team and on the coaching staff with bringing Jim Mills along. So, Penn State has three games against vastly inferior teams before Ohio State, and I can't see a way unless they somehow win like by an average of 90-0. I don't see how they can get the confidence to a level to where too many people are expecting them to go into Columbus and beat Ohio State.
Joe, last question for you, because it was my last question to Stephen Thompson about Pat Narduzzi. Like, let's say that Penn State ends up, you know, going on the road in the college football playoff and they're an early exit and what they want.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering. In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce canned flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.